It is March 9th, 2024, 5:38 a.m. I'm not sure if you heard him. Marco is here, not the hospital, actually at home. I got home. Marco. Yeah. To make a long story short, when I got home yesterday, Marco's a little excited because I actually fed him this morning. Hold on. Okay, where was I? Yeah, it's 5:40. I was saying that I'm actually home today. So when I got home yesterday, we got a call. My cousin took over staying at the hospital with my dad. And I got a message around 10:30, 11 o'clock that she's actually being sent home. So my brother, my sister and I had a panic of like, okay, we need to get ready for the stuff that we need for my mom when she gets home. But hey buddy. So we were making a list of what we need, all that stuff. So I ended up rushing to a shop that specialized in home care. Grab stuff we need, like a bed, grab rails for the bed, also a wedge for her back, and also a toilet rail bar thing, and other things that we need to get that we have to make a list so I can pick it up the next few days. And so it was a sheer panic of what we need to get to so we can get the place ready. We have to reorganize the house and all that stuff. We didn't expect her to go home until Tuesday. So when they told us that she's being released, so it was a big panic of sheer, yeah, it was a sheer panic of like, what do we need to do, all that good stuff. And so I ended up going to the shop and get the stuff we need. I'm heading downtown to my parents' place to help my dad and my sister reorganize their house, so it's gonna be more comfortable for my mom to walk around and getting her independence again. I think the goal is just to get her up and running, make her feel like she's in control of everything. So that's going to be the next few days task. So it's going to be a very interesting day. But last night was good, actually, to be honest with you. I ending up like both my mom and her roommate, because she has a semi-private room, they ending up falling asleep around 7 o'clock last night. And I was like, okay, why not? This is my night shift, so see what I can do and sleep as well. It took me a while to fall asleep because one is, I wasn't sleepy yet. Second is like, I need to figure out how to sleep properly this time. I ending up reclining the seat back a bit. And as soon as I did that, I just treated it like a flight, like a long haul flight, and by the time I put my head back, I was knocked out. I was like sleeping. Once in a while, I've been waking up to make sure my mom's okay and all that good stuff, but I was knocked out and I was like sleeping. I ended up waking up several times because I felt myself about to snore, so I woke up. And around midnight, 1 o'clock-ish, I fell asleep again. This time I woke up with a very loud snoring sound coming from me, and I just jerked myself up. I'm like, oh, I passed out really, really good. So I decided to get my CPAP because I have a portable CPAP. I set that up last night, and I ended up using it, and I swear, my mom slept for 8 hours on and off But I ended up sleeping for about four, almost 5 hours of pure sleep, and yeah, it was great. I woke up around 6:30-ish, and I woke up around 6 o'clock, and then I realized that I slept so well that I was like very, very happy. And yeah, that was my day. When I got home, I slept again, and that's when I woke up with a message saying that my mom's coming home. That's when the panic again started. So yeah, so it was a very interesting night. It was not even interesting, it was just like normal. Yeah, it was pretty good sleep. It was a pretty good overnight shift. And it's kind of funny though, because when I got home, I ended up eating things that's different from what I was eating for the past two nights. And it was just sheer goodness. I don't care what it is. It just cannot be a sandwich or some type of stew. Something variety. So it was good. Yeah. So yeah, today is just going to be heading down and getting the place sorted out, and help my dad and my sister to sort the place out. Oh, and also I forgot to mention that I ended up getting my new phone last night. Yesterday, I ended up getting the iPhone 15 Pro Max, the 512, because I have the 12 Pro Max with the 512, and I used majority of the storage in my phone. Because I use it for photo editing, because when I do street photography, I do everything through my phone and get ready to be posted, because I prefer not using the laptop, because if every time I'm in front of a laptop, I end up procrastinating a lot. It's kind of, with that said though, because I actually post my logs through the computer, because there's really no good apps on the phone. I think I mentioned several times that there's a lot of hacks I have to do to make this work. So until they get a proper digital audio workstation on an iPhone or an iOS, then I'll fully switch. But right now, I still have to rely on the computer to do that. But yeah. The phone was good. I got everything transferred. It took about an hour and a bit to transfer. They gave me an option. I did not know this. They give you an option to transfer as an eSIM to my phone or a physical SIM. I ended up transferring the service as an eSIM to my phone and leaving the SIM tray open when I traveled to outside North America. At least I have that access to. And I also ending up updating my plan to get unlimited Canada, US, and Mexico, so I can actually go all three now without any issues. I don't have to worry about roaming. So I just literally just leave it on now. So I'm very happy with that. And yeah, so I can't wait for that one. So I'm ready for the travel season. Yay. And yeah, it's nice to be at home, waking up, getting Marcos sorted out in the morning. It was tough to wake up in the morning though, but it was great. Spent time with him for a bit. Now he's just relaxing, waiting for me to turn on the TV. Okay, I'll talk to you guys later. It is 6:07 p.m. and we just got back from downtown. We stopped by to drop off the stuff that we bought for my mom's medical stuff for the house. That includes a wedge pillow and all that good stuff, and also a bar holding thing for a bed. So we dropped it off today and spent a little bit of time down there, and then head home. So yeah, so it's kind of funny though, because when we got there, it was just a lot of people. My mom ended up just relaxing, putting her feet up and all that good stuff. But I just found out that
There's going to be a lot of relatives flying in next week to see her. And frankly, I don't know where all these people are staying. I know a couple of them are staying at the hotel. The other half, I don't know where they're going to stay. So I think they're just going to divvy up between my parents' place, my sister's place, and my cousin's place, because they live pretty close to each other. So I think they're just going to divvy the rest up and go from there. I was planning to head down there sometime this week, but several times for this week, but I've been advised that just work for a bit, just do your stay home and come down one of the days in the week, bring the wifey with you and just mingle and say hello to the relatives, and you go back to work. It's kind of funny that I do have work to have to finish off. Sorry about that. And I do need to get that sorted out, because there are pretty big projects I need to start and finish off. So I'll be handling that. And yeah, but no, overall, it was a good visit. The city, of course, is busy. It's kind of funny though, because it's been raining on and off for the past few days. And yesterday, the temperature was perfect. Now it's just cold and raining. It's kind of funny though, because one of my uncles are here as well too. They're from Vancouver, and they ask, and then I think my dad says, "Hey, they're gonna walk around," and my dad's like, "Oh, it's raining outside. Do you want to take an umbrella?" And I literally said, "They're from Vancouver. It's constantly raining there, so they'll be fine. They're used to it." So they're ending up just walking around and I got a message to head back to the hotel, but they're going to be coming back. They're going to stop by again at my parents' place tomorrow to hang out again before they fly back the next day. So, yeah. I'm actually, it's kind of funny though, because I'm actually sitting on my desk right now. And I have equipment here. I got like recording equipment. I have a computer. I have like desk that's ready to be, what's the best way to describe this? Dismantled, so I can start putting stuff together again, because I do need to move some stuff around because of the new monitor that I have, a dual up from LG. It's designed to be dead center of your eyesight, but unfortunately when I do stand up, it's too low. So I do have another monitor arm here, it can't go very high, so I'm just gonna do some swapping. My goal is to get everything done tomorrow, so by the week, I have everything set up. Yeah. I'm also putting together the case for... Start packing recording equipment together. Start making lists of stuff that I need to make this work again. Because the summer's coming. I do want to record on location. Just to give a little bit more feel of the recording itself. So I can't wait for that one. So I'm going to have two setups. One's for, like I mentioned before, I think a couple of logs before, that my Rodecaster Pro 2 will be dedicated for two or more guests, like on location guests and remote. And the other setup is just gonna be two of us. So it's primary, the two setup one will be constantly being used. The Rodecaster Pro 1 will probably gonna be used mostly at home when I do remote recording. But I prefer using the two-person one, because it sounds better. It really does sound better, and I do want to keep using that, right? But no, I can't wait to be honest, I really can't wait to start recording on location again. I do need to start carrying an extension cord for the tube preamp, because they're not battery powered. They are AC powered, because they do need power to run them properly, or else it's just not going to work. So I'll be getting, I do have an extension cord that to carry with me for work, so I'm gonna get probably another one and use that, I don't know, and just to make it easier for me. But so the wifey and I are just gonna relax for the rest of the evening, watch shows that we have to catch up on, and just relax, because it's been a while that we actually spend time, because I was spending my time between downtown and home. So yeah, I'm gonna do that. Yeah. See you guys later.